my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The top meeting in history. The meeting between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khadr. That is the top of the meeting in the whole entire world. And Sayyidina Musa, he spent exactly cut a long trip to meet Al-Khadr in order to gain knowledge. And that to show us that the knowledge is very important. Where you can find any knowledge actually travel to in order to collect the knowledge. Today we prepare the classes for the people and the people has no time. But in history, they used to travel for days in the desert. Days, months in the desert in order to collect one single hadith. So this is a great meeting and this is a great class. We should actually learn from this trip. As we said before about this topic, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Musa to tell him where he can meet Al-Khadr. And we say the word is not Khidr, like what the people say, Khidr, Khidr. His name is not Khidr. His name is Al-Khadr. Al-Khadr. And we give explanation why the Prophet ﷺ, they called him Al-Khadr. Right. So Allah inspired Musa at the junction of the two seas, at the big rock, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Musa, you're gonna beat Al-Khadr. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also inspired him to carry fish with him. And the fish was baked already. To eat it, to carry the fish with him and Yusha ibn Nun, that's exactly the servant who traveled with him. So subhanallah, they traveled together. And they start to eat all the time from the fish. And at the junction of the sea, they reach it already. But they don't know. Because Sayyidina Musa, he told Yusha, the servant, I will sleep, take a rest. We have a long trip. I'm gonna take a trip. But look to the basket. And the basket has a fish. When the life came back to the fish, the big fish, mu'jiza, miracle from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is the place you're going to meet who? Al-Khadr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa slept. And Yusha ibn Nun, he told him, that's easy. I could do that. But he did not say what? Insha'Allah. So he said, yes, it's better, I could do that. I can let you know. I wake you up. So, but he saw something is amazing in front of him. He found the fish, the big fish, start to jump. Jump. And then the life came to jump from the basket. And the fish go in the sand in front of him until he slipped away. On the sea. And then it was exciting for him to see this. And he's a human. He's still a boy. What kind of this miracle? He never see that. After they eat from the fish, Allah give it a life. And the fish jump in the sea again. And that is the place which they should meet who? Al-Khadr. Subhanallah. Right. Then after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said, فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. Allah said, but when they reached the junction between them, they forgot their fish. And it took its course into the sea, slipping away. That's actually what we have to do. طيب. Listen for this oxen. When the fish jump in the water, all the time when you see the ship in the water, what's behind the ship all the time? What you see behind the ship? Wave, right? Actually, that's what the fish did. But there is a miracle done more than that. What happened? The water, the running water, the flowing water, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hold the wave. And the Prophet ﷺ in al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, explained to us, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, أمسك الله, Allah, He holds the wave. He holds the wave. After the fish is passing, Allah, He holds this wave. And the Prophet ﷺ is like, if you look at it, this is like the 40 steps of the fish. So Allah holds it. as a miracle in the middle of the sea. And somebody gonna ask me, why Allah he did that? We need to know also, for hikmah, for wisdom. Because Sayyidina Musa, when he lost and he will travel for a whole day, when he come back, how are he gonna find the signs of the fish? Where is the fish? Where is, because it's a desert. It's like there is no any mark in this place. But Allah he hold it. It's like a rock inside the sea. Looks like a rock. And this is the footsteps of the fish. Do you know? That is the place for what? To meet who? Beautiful. Because if he come back, he doesn't know. He doesn't have measurements. He doesn't have anything. But it is was a sign to find the fish again. Now, فَلَمَّا وَجَاوَزَ قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, when they passed or passed beyond, they left the place. قَالَ لِفَتَا, after they walk for one complete day in the desert. Could you imagine? Somebody told me, actually, why Allah he did not inspire the Allah, he teach him actually a lesson. Because why Allah teach Musa a lesson? Because when the children of Israel, brother Saeed, they ask Prophet Musa alayhi salam, who's the most knowledgeable in the earth? He said, I. And he should say what? Allahu A'lam. So this is actually to teach all of us, don't ever claim that you are a knowledgeable person. Some people actually, when they say, oh, Sheikh Mustafa, they always say, I'm not a alim. So whoever say about himself is a alim, he became the most ignorant person in the earth. وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ. You receive not from the ilm except what?
A drop.
Who are you? Compared to the prophets. And who are prophets of Subhanah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Actually, how is ilm compared to the ilm of Allah? That's why, if you remember again, the first lesson when Musa alayhi salam meet Al-Khadr, and he teach him something. Al-Khadr teach Musa alayhi salam. He found a bird fly, and the bird came and picked a single drop of water. And the bird fly, and then after that drop it over the kerf of the ship. Then Sayyidina Al-Khadr alayhi salam, he told Musa, you see, Musa, my ilm, your my knowledge, and your ilm, ya Musa, and the ilm for all mankind since Adam until the last of the day, equal to this drop of water compared to the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilm. How big this drop of water compared to the sea? Give me percentage. Sheikh Ali, give me percentage. The drop of water compared to the whole sea. That's actually, subhanAllah, that's our ilm. The ilm of all the prophets, the angels, all mankind, the jinn, everybody equal to this drop of water compared to the what? The ilm of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You know why? Because even if you carry the ilm, I know you from outer. I know this is actually from outer. But do I know what you think about it now? What's inside you? What's your intention? Of course not. Who knows about that? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, when they pass beyond, Sayyidina Musa, he cut a long trip in the desert, him and his boy. Then he told him, Atina ghada'ana. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. Give us our morning meal, because we suffered actually from this big trip a lot. This trip especially. Remember Sayyidina Musa, he cut also long trip from Egypt when he escaped from Pharaoh to reach actually the border of Palestine, subhanAllah, in Sinai. So, but this trip became very, 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 actually, he became tired from this trip. Then he remembered, can we have our morning what? Meal. He told who? His boy. Look what happened after that. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Musa, first, we need to learn something here. And this is very important for all of us. سيدنا موسى he ask his boy give us what our morning what meal. But I'm gonna ask you a question: is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasn't able to give him a food really because he lost the fish? As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did it with Maryam alayhi salam. What Allah says in the Quran surah Ala Imran, ha? So كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال أنى لك هذا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. When he found food ready for Mary and nobody served her, he's the only one to sponsor her. So he asked her, where is this food came from, ya Maryam? What Maryam, she said, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fruits of the winter were available for her in the summer, and the fruit of the summer was available for her in the winter time. And Allah is the one he gave her this food, no human. Allah is the one he gave her the food. Then after that we move fast, because she told him, Allah is the one he provide whom he will, this not from me, Allah is the one. But let's we move as current Surah Maryam. Maryam now, alayhi salam, she's pregnant. And a pregnant woman, she need to eat or not to eat after she delivered the baby? Absolutely yes. Then Allah told the Maryam, هُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّ فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Stand up, ya Maryam. She's in pain. And go shake the palm tree. My brother Saeed, I'm asking you a question. Is there anybody could shake the palm tree? Tell me now. Huzzi, shake the palm tree toward you. It will fall upon you. Rutuban janiyya, arrive. Dates. Eat and enjoy it and have eye of comfort. But wait a second here. Why Allah he give her the food when she was have no baby and she was healthy, but now she's suffering from the pain of the birth? So why Allah he told her, stand up and shake the palm tree, it will be falling upon you dates, ripe, eat and enjoy it. So why Allah he give it to her while she was actually healthy and strong, and he did not give it to her the same, the food already also, when she suffered from what? The pain of what? He teach her something, call it al-akhd bil-asbab. Now don't apply for this anymore. Don't depend on this anymore. Go and do by yourself. You have to do for reason. Reason. Somebody said exactly sleeping there, I'm not going to take the medicine. Allah is the one who gave me shifa. My tabib, my doctor is Allah. I don't need any medicine. La. We tell him what? Go and take your medicine and what? Depend on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The man he entered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is meeting. And he has an aqa, she camel. And he came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you came actually, where is your she camel? He said, I leave it for Allah. Allah will take care about it. He said, no. اعقلها وتوكل. Go and tie the she camel and then put your dependence and trust on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You understand? You don't go and say, I'm a Muslim, I will go to the exam without study. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, he said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah in the morning, and Allah inshaAllah will open all my memory and will answer. La. You have to go first before the exam. You have to do what? Study. So you put your depend on Allah after you do al-amalu bil-asbab. You do for reason first, then after that, but you depend on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, actually, more exactly, Allah he knew that Maryam, she's not able to shake the vomitory, and none one of us is able to do that. Is that right or not? You are able to go and shake the vomitory, but Allah he told her, just go, ya Maryam. Do actually with reason first in order to provide you with this rope. I'm not going to give you any food unless you stand up and you go shake He knew Allah Tabaraka, she's not able to do that, and she's a woman and she's weak after birth. But she need her to go and touch only the bami tree, and when she touched the bami tree, the fruits came to exactly. This tree never produced any fruits. Was dry. But right away in America, it became green. The dates became ripe. After that, and then after that, she take the thumb. That's why the best food to give it to the woman after birth. What kind of food?
Dates.
The best food ever. Give it actually. And this is the food for who? All the Prophet and Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi wa sallam. So, the Sufis, some of the Sufis, they said, you know, if you go for trip, you don't need to carry any food. You don't need to carry. And if you feel hungry, actually make your yaqeen. Yaqeen, it's mean your actually your yaqeen, it's mean the trust of Allah. Take the actually the yaqeen, Allah will feed you spiritually when you exactly. Subhanallah, this is foolishment. That's why if you feel hungry, your yaqeen, your actually trust of Allah, you will feel actually that you are full. That is foolishness. You cannot do that. You need to carry, if you travel, Sheikh Ali, you need to carry the food or not. You need to carry. But some of the head of the Sufis said, Allah is actually the one who feed me. Allah is so and so. La. The Prophet ﷺ entered the masjid. He found man sleeping. He came to Allah ﷺ and he kicked him by his honor foot. He told him, who are you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a servant of Allah. He said, what are you doing here? He said, I love to stay in the masjid too much. I so and so and so. I like to be with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala all the time in the masjid. Then after that, he told him, who supported you? He told him, my brother. He's the one who working very hard and to support me, to give me food and everything I need. He said, your brother is better than you. Your brother is better than you. So don't tell me actually I'm going to sit in the masjid and the heaven will exactly send the food for you, send the gold for you. And you say, because I believe Allah. I love Allah. He's the one going to feed me. And Maryam alayhi salam, she said, when she saw the births, I need to give you this miracle too. When she saw the baby and she delivered the baby, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. I would I have died before this moment and nobody remember me at all. But we ask a question today, why Maryam she wished the death? Why the Prophet ﷺ teach us, none one of you ask Allah actually to let you die. Some people after they pass difficult time in their life, disaster and calamity, Ya Allah take me, I cannot carry anymore, I am not able, take me Ya Allah. Don't ever wish to die. Don't ever. So the Maryam she said, because she's the honored, she gonna face the children of Israel, and no matter what she explain about her situation, they're gonna believe her or not. So what they said after she delivered the baby and she came to the children of Israel, her own tribe, what she said, actually they accused her or not accused her. قالوا يا أخت هارون, because she come from the root of Harun عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما كان أبوك امرأة سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. Your father, we know your father is an honor and your mother she's a chaste woman. What about you? Indirectly they accused her with what? Zina. وليعوذ بالله. That's why Allah he made Sayyidina Isa in while he was infant baby to speak 11 complete sentences. Perfect complete 11 sentences. But why Maryam she wish? That's why in Queen Sheikh Ali, you see, sometimes some of the imam or scholars, their idea or their knowledge or their brain are so blocked. In Astoria, one of this imam in Astoria, no mention the name, and no mention actually the masjid. He said, my brother and sister, the imam in the khutbah, Maryam, she asked Allah to take her life, to die, because she bear passing difficult time in her life, and that's why when you are in a trouble, when you are in a disaster, ask Allah. So let we do like Maryam, and here is his hand. Ya Allah, take us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us to die, Ya Allah, in this fitna. And the people say, Ameen. Ameen, Subhanallah. the man in the minbar, he asked Allah to meet him, make him die, and all the people and everybody will behind him say what? Ameen. I said, so I'm not going to say ameen. Go to you and your family, actually die, but I don't ask Allah to let me die. So, but the people, they have blocked the idea. That's why the Imam, he should be knowledgeable. He should study. He should know about actually the right and wrong. He should know when. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت. None one of you to ask Allah to die. But you say exactly what? Allahumma barik li fi umri. Oh Allah, give me barakah on my age. Oh Allah, give me barakah on my age. Because your time is actually when you're going to die. It's actually a fixed moment or not.
Yes.
So why ask Allah to die before your time? There is a time maybe I will stay in the sleeping in the bed for 20 years. Allah knows. Is that possible or not?
Yes.
So what do you have to do? Can you ask Allah because you are sick? Ya Allah, take me. I cannot take it anymore. Don't ever do that. But ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me. Ya Allah, give me shifa. Ya Allah, give me barakah in my health. Ya Allah, that is what the Muslim should do. All the time, Sheikh Ali. That Allah, when you eat, sit down to eat from the table of the merciful, is always a short time. We always leave the table and we still hungry. Hungry not because of the food, hungry because of the what?
Knowledge.
Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. We'll continue inshaAllah ta'ala. I'll take this responsibility inshaAllah ta'ala. Maybe we'll complete this topic tomorrow. And inshaAllah Wednesday, we're going to take something else inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to, before inshaAllah ta'ala, He take us to die as a true believer. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us barakah in our age, barakah in our provisions, barakah with our children, barakah with our wife, barakah in our masjid, barakah with our Muslim jama'ah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for the Islam in everywhere. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to granting all of us on knowledge. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to bless the member of Masjid Manhattan and all the Muslim inshaAllah in everywhere else, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive all our parents and to enter them the paradise. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect our family members, our children, our wife from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala inshaAllah ta'ala to enter all of us Jannat al-Firdaus with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all of us from the hellfire, from the banishment of the grave, from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan. Ask Allah to save all of us from the fitna in this life. And ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us inshaAllah ta'ala the time to study our deen and to be knowledgeable inshaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.